Hello and welcome back to My Lead Pod. This is your captain, Katelem, speaking. Thank you for boarding this flight. And today, we'll be flying through mile 53, where we'll be talking about 7 reasons to not give a fuck. This is a loaded episode. It's a packed episode. So fasten your seatbelts, get the strap, and cabin crew, prepare for takeoff. Let's go. I stumbled on a TikTok by Mark Manson. Now, if you don't know who Mark Manson is, he's the author of the famous book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. You may have seen it online, on social media, or in bookstores. The book is everywhere. Now, after watching this video, I genuinely believe that the concepts he spoke about are things that we need to apply in our daily lives, because we're in such a volatile and vulnerable world now where our minds are susceptible to anything. Literally anything can poison our minds. So I watched this video and I feel it's something I needed to bring to you and for me as well, so we can practice the art of not giving a fuck and actually transcend this world. Now, I have a couple of friends who don't like it when I use swear words, so I'm going to apologize to you guys in advance. In this episode, I am not giving a fuck, and you will hear a couple swear words here and there. Forgive me in advance. Now, as I always say, in as much as I'm the one bringing this message to you, I am also in the congregation. So I'm the messenger and I am in the congregation. So let's dive into all 7 of them. Number 1, you're going to be dead soon, and none of this will matter anyway. To be honest, if you're lucky, you do one thing in your life that matters 100 years from now. The odds are that you wouldn't. Is the thing you're doing now that one thing? I don't think so. I very much doubt it. And I'm going to reference an artist to you. There was this artist back in the day. He lived like a peasant. To be honest, a lot of artists back then lived like peasants. But he really lived like a peasant. He could barely make ends meet. He sacrificed everything and dedicated his life to his art, his craft. And a lot of people didn't even understand his artwork. There's a story where someone asked him, "Is your own artwork beautiful in your eyes?" Because the person couldn't understand what this art was. And the artist responded to him and was like, "Yes, it's beautiful in my eyes." So this is someone who really dedicated his life to his art, and he was very poor. Now, in his lifetime, this is someone who made a number of artworks as well. But in his lifetime, he only sold 2 art pieces, right? Now, after he died, he became one of the most popular artists of all time. In fact, if you're calling the top 3, or let's say the top 5 artists of all time, you would have to put his name there. And his name is Vincent Van Gogh, or Vincent Van Gogh, depending on what part of the world you are. But this is an example of someone who just dedicated his life to his craft. It's someone who his works have stood the test of time, and he has put his footprints on the sands of time. Now, a lot of the things we do are not going to matter anyway. So why give a fuck about what people say? Just do your best. Do what you think is your lot in life. Put your best foot forward and just leave the rest to God. Number 2, if you wouldn't take advice from them, then why the fuck would you listen to their criticism? This is something I'm so particular about. And Marcus Aurelius wrote something similar to this, where he said, "We all love ourselves more than other people, but care more about their opinion than our own." Now, when I thought about this, it didn't make sense to me that we actually care. When you think about it, you actually care about yourself more than any other person. But why would you pick their own opinion over yourself than what you think about yourself. And this goes for both positive and negative comments. And I'll give you an example. So look at the t-shirt you're wearing now. Just look at it very well. And I want you to speak negative words to that t-shirt. Like, tell it, oh, you don't look good. The color is shit. The fitting is not good at all. Just tell it every negative thing you can tell it. Has that changed the shirt? No, the shirt is still the same thing it was before you spoke those negative words. Now, let's do it on the flip side as well. I want you to speak positively to that shirt. Tell it, oh, you look so nice. The fit is so amazing. The color is so beautiful. Has that changed the shirt? No. So, this is how we are as human beings. Regardless of what people say about us, it shouldn't change us because we are who we are regardless. Someone tells you, ah, you're not good enough. Who do you think you are? Who cares? Why do we let that change the way we think about ourselves? Also, on the flip side, when someone says, ah, you're the best thing that has ever happened to me, you're the best at this, you're the best at that, who cares? I know as human beings, we like to take the positive ones, but the way this is stated here is, regardless of what people tell you, always value what you tell yourself over what they say. And this is why we need to keep building ourselves, because what we tell ourselves is actually the most important thing. When you go back to your bed at night, what you tell yourself when you're alone by yourself is actually what matters the most over what anybody's opinion should be. So do not care about other people's opinions. Love yourself as much as you can and pick your opinion about yourself over what other people think about you. Number three, nobody thinks about you as much as you think about yourself. That is because they are actually too busy thinking about themselves. In short, they actually don't care. So why should you? Let me give you an example with this one, because this is something that I've seen and I have noticed countless times. I don't even know if that's good English. Countlessly. Anyway, now I want you to think about someone that you saw yesterday. Anybody. Maybe someone you even spend the most time with. Now, do you remember what that person wore? No. Most times when we leave our houses, we want to wear the best clothes because we'll be like, oh, people will see us and they'll care about what we wear and stuff like that. That might be true on that day, but I promise you that the next day, nobody remembers what you wore. And even you, I can promise you that everybody you saw yesterday, or maybe not everybody, let me say nine and a half out of 10 people you saw yesterday, you don't remember the clothes they wore. Why? That's because everybody is more interested in their own lives than your own life. And this is also true for content creators. You know, as a content creator, sometimes you think that you don't want to put yourself out there too much. What will people think? You know, or maybe when you're walking through a crowd and you're like, everyone is looking at me, what are they going to think? Maybe you want to take a risk in your life and people around you, what are they going to say? I can assure you that people don't give a fuck about what you're doing. They might in the moment, but I promise you that in the next 1 week, it's forgotten. So why would we care about what they think? Why do we give a fuck about what they think? Just do your thing. Nobody cares about you. You care about yourself. Go ahead and take any risk you want to take. I'm not saying you should go to jail, but do the thing that you want to do without fear of what other people think. Number four, everything you've learned in life came from making mistakes. Everything you've become good at, you were once bad at. Why worry about making more mistakes? Jordan Peterson says something where it's probably not his quote, I think it's from Carl Jung, where he says, the fool is the precursor to the savior. Now, what does that mean? In order to be a savior, you have to be a fool first. In order to be a pro at something, you have to be a novice first. Everybody starts from ground zero. When you hear that a football match ended 7-0, one team won, the other team 7-0, the match always starts at 0-0. So, in order for you to become very good at something, you have to sacrifice looking like a fool at the beginning, because it is a requirement. For example, when learning languages, I'm someone who I've tried to learn a number of languages, and something I've noticed about learning languages is that you think that you've learned a lot, you think that you've advanced a lot until it's time to speak. And one of the reasons people shy away from speaking is because we don't want to look like a fool when we are speaking. So, for example, if you start learning Spanish and you go to Spain, you realize that in the first period of your time in Spain, you would not want to speak the language. Why? Because you're going to sound like a complete fool. You think that people will laugh at you. You think that people will think that you're not good enough and stuff like that. But I've realized that with learning languages, the more you speak, the more you make those mistakes, the more you look like the fool, the less you actually make those mistakes and look like a fool. So in those mistakes, you learn the best things. We learn our best lessons from making mistakes in every part of our life. I've been the most creative when I've been broke. I've had the most self-realization and the most self-development when I've made stupid mistakes. And I believe that is the same for you listening to this pod. So remember that you would have to make mistakes. You would have to look like a fool in order to become a pro, in order to become an expert, in order to become a savior. So why care about people seeing you make mistakes? In fact, I actually think that it is classy and prestigious to make mistakes when people can see, so that they know that you're actually trying something. And why would you want to be someone who has lived his life without trying? Number 5, can you control it? Yes. Why worry? Can you control it? No. Then fuck it. This one is very simple and it's very straightforward. And I'm going to reference a quote by Reinhold Niebuhr. It's a very famous quote. It says, "God grants me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." This is very simple and it's actually one of the most complicated things, because a lot of the times we worry about things that we can't change. Why worry? You can't control it. It's not within your control. So just let it. And then the things we can control, why not make a change? Why not do something about it? And I know it's easier said than done, but really, it's that simple when you think about it. Can you control it? No. Then fuck it. Number 6, the most important things in life are achieved not by caring more, but by caring less. This is something that I have really, really practiced in my life in the past 6 months, and I've seen how true it is. For example, if you're wishing you were more confident, that actually makes you less confident. If you're wishing you were more happy, that actually makes you less happy. And Jesus actually refers to this in the New Testament. He said if you cling onto your life, you would lose it. And I remember reading that it was in the context of, if you seek the kingdom of God, every other thing will be added to you. But I remember singling out that phrase, that if you cling onto your life, you will lose it. And I realized that that's actually a life principle. Any time something requires you to cling onto it, it actually makes you lose it. For example, you see that sometimes there are some relationships where you actually, like, you feel like, oh, this thing might not really be working, though, and you're actually trying a lot more to make it work. That's when you see that it's actually slipping more out of your fingers. And another example, let me use a very practical example. In your house, you lose your keys. Let's say you lose the keys to your house, but you're inside your house and you lose the key. So you're looking for it because you want to go out and lock the door. Now you keep looking for these keys, you can't find it. You put your whole energy, your whole mind, your whole mental space into looking for these keys. You just can't find it. And you stress about it. The more you stress, the less you're even able to find it. But you realize that the moment you take your mind off looking for those keys, you will find it in the most obvious place. I don't know how that works. I don't know the logic behind it. But I think that it is linked to this thing Jesus said, that if you cling onto your life, you would lose it. If you cling onto a lot of things, if you cling onto the idea of, oh, I want to make money, the less you will actually have the mental space to make money. Now, there's a concept, there's a old Eastern Asian concept called Wu Wei. What does Wu Wei mean? People usually misconstrue it as not doing anything, but I would describe Wu Wei as the act of non-doing. Rather than non-action, it means effortless action. It means being at peace in difficult situations so that one can act with maximum skill and efficiency. In English, we actually refer to this state as being in the zone. So we need to try to not cling on to things. The most important things are actually achieved by not caring more, but by caring less. So why do you care a lot? That being said, I didn't say you shouldn't care about your relationship, about your partner, about yourself, about your relationship with God. No, please care as much as you can about the people that mean the most to you. You get the concept I was driving at in the last point. Now, the last but not the least, number 7. 99% of your regrets will be things you don't do, risks you didn't take, things you didn't say, dreams you didn't chase. Now, I don't know about you, but I rather feel bad about trying something than not trying anything at all. I would reference a story I heard about a lady, a medical personnel who conducted a survey, a research at a hospital where there were old people, like end-of-life patients, and they asked them, what is your biggest regret in life? And 80% of the people said that they cared too much about what people thought. Now, this is the funny part about this thing, because in 100 years, you will be dead. The people who you thought would judge you if you did something would also be dead. Their opinions would also be dead. And nobody will remember that thing you actually wanted to do. So why not just do it and put your feet in the sands of time? Thank you for listening to this pod. Thank you for boarding this flight. Please like, share, subscribe, and remember, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? Cabin crew, prepare for landing. Let's go.